This is Akashwani. The news read by Lalema Aneja Dang. India and Uzbekistan today announced to elevate their mutual strategic partnership to comprehensive strategic partnership level. The Central Asian country also agreed to establish a framework for long-term supply of uranium to India and discuss the sites of the mining for rare earth minerals. Both countries today signed 11 memorandums of understanding in various sectors, including mining, Ayurveda, tourism, economic and financial dialogue, comprehensive and strategic partnership, higher education and environment. Our correspondent reports that during the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev, both countries agreed to set a target of $5 billion of bilateral trade by 2030, which is five times of current trade. Important decisions were taken for bilateral trade in the areas of trade and investment, infrastructure, critical minerals, mining, defense and security, innovation, agriculture, pharmaceuticals, health, information technology, digital public infrastructure, including UPI and education, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that both countries have zero tolerance against terrorism, extremism and separatism.
दोनों देशों के बीच करीबी रक्षा और सुरक्षा सहयोग हमारे गहरे आपसी विश्वास को दर्शाता है। आने वाले समय में हम दोनों देशों की डिफेंस इंडस्ट्रीज के बीच डायरेक्ट लिंकेज को प्रोडक्शन और को डेवलपमेंट को बढ़ावा देंगे। हमारा मानना है कि टेररिज्म, एक्सट्रीमिज्म और सेपरेटिज्म पूरे क्षेत्र के लिए गंभीर चुनौती है। इनके विरुद्ध जीरो टॉलरेंस हमारा साझा संकल्प रहा है और आगे भी रहेगा।
Prime Minister Modi said the two countries are also working on a framework for long-term supply of uranium.
दोनों पक्ष मिलकर एक बिजनेस समिट का आयोजन करेंगे जिसमें दोनों देशों के बिजनेस लीडर्स शामिल हो। यूरेनियम की सप्लाई के लिए दोनों पक्ष लॉन्ग टर्म व्यवस्था बनाएंगे। आज हम तीन सिस्टर सिटी और सिस्टर स्टेट अरेंजमेंट कर रहे हैं। हमें इनका पूरा पोटेंशियल रियलाइज करने के लिए रोड मैप बनाना चाहिए।
From Uzbekistan, the Prime Minister will reach Kyrgyzstan this evening to take part in the 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit at Bishkek tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared his thoughts with the nation in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani. In his address, Prime Minister Modi strongly warned against the social perils of drug abuse and highlighted Nasha Mukt Yuva for Vikasit Bharat campaign. He also championed women-led economic empowerment through the PM Swanidhi scheme and celebrated growing avenues for women in advanced fields like the space industry. He also praised groundbreaking grassroots innovation in agriculture and digital technology. The death toll from flash floods in Nepal has risen to 768, with more bodies being recovered. More than 2,500 people are still missing following the disaster. Bodies have been recovered from all eight affected districts as rescuers race against time to search for those missing and rescue those stranded on the fifth day since the disaster. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority of Nepal said rescuers have so far evacuated 8,186 people from the affected districts, including 227 foreigners. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has lauded Indian diaspora's role as a formidable force that enhances countries' soft power, global standing and bilateral relationships. Addressing vibrant Indian community in the US in Chicago today, she emphasized upon India's potential to serve not only as a major market but also as a global hub for developing, testing and manufacturing autonomous defense systems, leveraging its technological capabilities, skilled workforce and growing innovation ecosystem. In men's hockey, defending champions Germany will take on Spain in the World Cup final in Belgium this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.